Alex Neil, was that a fair point?
Yeah, well, I think we've certainly done enough to get something from the game. You know, I think as the game wore on, I thought if anybody was going to win it, it was going to be us. You know, I think their changes at the end of the game reflected that. I thought they were happy with a point. They took a striker off, put another midfield player on to stiffen it up. So I think when you come away from home and they obviously score first, you're always happy to get something from the game.
Was there a few frustrations in the game due to the refereeing decisions?
Yeah, I didn't think they were the best. So what you always look for when you come to somewhere like the Den and it's going to be intimidating and the fans are shouting and screaming for every ball, which is expected, then you need a set of officials to be strong and sort of not be affected by the roars of the crowd. So that's what I think you look for when you come to these type of places.
Your opposite number thought Ben Pearson should have seen a red card. What was your view on that?
No, I think that's harsh. I thought the first booking, I think he might have got it for dissent, which I thought was really disappointing. I don't think he deserved it. And I think Ben's frustration was the same as mine. You know, I think within a game, there's a lot of 50-50 decisions and you're hoping that it's going to get split evenly. I thought we didn't get our fair share today. You know, there was one on the byline that the linesman gave out, and I'm right in line with it. It's absolutely nowhere near out. So, yeah, listen, you get them. It happens from time to time, but to say that he deserved a red card, I didn't think there was any dirty tackles in the game whatsoever, so I don't agree with that.
It looks as though he might have been coming off early on when he went down. He had, obviously, DJ stripped. Is he OK now? What was the reason of keeping him on?
Yeah, well, the reason for keeping him on is, obviously, we don't want to take our best players off the pitch. But the signals I was getting off was the fact that he wasn't going to be able to continue. But I think we need to work on our signals, because when somebody does that, normally that means I'm done. For Ben, it means, no, I'm fine, keep me on. So we need to work on that, I think. But listen, he played the majority of the match. As the game wore on and it opened up and it was going to go end to end, I thought if he makes a bad tackle, he's going to, or a late tackle, he was going to get took off. So that's why I made sure I brought him off, to make sure that we can keep him for the next games.
Yeah, there was a few changes at the start. Huntington missing out. What was the latest on that?
Just not ready. You know, he's got an issue with his hamstring, so he wasn't ready to play. So, and then obviously we're short at right back. Darnell's not been recovered. Callum Ridge has done his hamstring. So defence has been an issue for us for the majority of the season in terms of numbers, particularly at full back area. And Alan Brown had to slot in, but I thought he had a great game at right back for us.
Yeah, bear in mind of you obviously the injury problems you've had, and how did you think the defence coped today?
Yeah, very well. You know, I thought, well, Mill had one shot on target in the whole game and scored. So that's a real frustration of ours, the fact that they've only had one shot and it's went in the net. So I think that's reflective of how well the defence played.
Nearly 1,500 travelling fans. That must be pleasing for you to see what you're doing at this club, that like 1,500 people would turn up away from home at London on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, what we've got is we've got a young group of players that are trying their best every game. I mean, they work their socks off for the club and for the fans, so I think they deserve to be backed, and it's really pleasing that the fans think similar to that. And also, we've lost one game in 11 or 12 matches now. I mean, so we're doing really well, and the more backing we can get, the better. And I thought the fans were excellent. You know, they're really vocal, and then when we conceded the goal, they were sort of whirling us on to try and get the next one.